What's up, man? Alright, guys, this video is titled Stop Bargaining with Your Future. Now, as you guys can see, I'm out here fishing. This is my fishing rod. As you guys can see, it's a 12-foot fishing rod. We're gonna see if we're gonna catch anything today. Hopefully some bluefish, mackerel. I'm gonna show you the size mullet I have on this thing. Look at this, guys. Look at this. This is the size of mullet I have on my hook. Look at the eyes of the mullet. Nice and fresh. You guys want to know why? Because I caught this mullet with a casting net. Alright, so going back into the video. Stop bargaining with your motherfucking future. A lot of you guys been telling me, yo, Omar, my college requires that I get the Scamarona shot. My job wants me to get the Scamarona shot. What should I do? Alright, what the fuck? Lightning. Might have to leave this area soon. Don't want to get killed by lightning. We actually had a person get killed by lightning a couple of weeks ago. Not in this area, but somewhere here in Florida. I don't want to be guy number two getting killed by fucking lightning. So if it gets bad enough, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Alright, so all of you guys out there who are part of the Zionist controlled system, you're taking courses at colleges, you're working for the man, you guys need to understand, this is an evil system. This is a system that will lead to your destruction, and this is a system that ultimately will be destroyed. So all of you people out there, do I have to take the shot? I have to take the shot. Guys, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. You need to leave the West. If you're going to come onto my comment section and you're going to be like, yo, Omar, my college is going to force me to take the Scamarona vaccine, that simply means that your heart is still tied to modern Western civilization. Modern Western civilization is evil, it's satanic, it's gonna be destroyed, okay? Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, probably by 2030, because that's when they expect Satan to come into this world, okay? So, right now, if your heart is still into modern Western civilization, that's your problem, okay? If you believe in modern Western civilization, you're gonna go down with modern Western civilization, okay? Your only hope is leave the West, go high up into the mountains. You guys know me, I'm going to fucking Eastern Europe. I'm gonna go into the mountains up there, find a small village, and I'm gonna stay there, okay? So you guys have to understand something extremely, extremely, extremely important about all this is that this is a leap of faith, okay? When you guys hear Christians say leap of faith, what is a leap of faith, okay? A leap of faith is basically you saying, God, I'm putting my life into your hands. Now, here's the thing you need to understand. A leap of faith simply doesn't mean you jump off the Empire State Building and say, help me God, catch me God. Doesn't work like that. In other words, don't hop on a plane, go to fucking Eastern Europe and be like, okay, now what? Who's gonna take care of me? How am I gonna live here? No. You take me, Amr Metwali, for example. I already bought the ticket. I'm looking at cars to rent. I'm speaking to lawyers about setting up business over there and getting residency. That way I can be legally in the country, still make money and survive over there. I am taking steps to live overseas outside of the Western world. You guys have to start doing that. Why? You guys, your problem is that you still believe in the West. You guys are in the bargaining phase. You're trying to bargain with Western civilization by saying, well, if I get an exemption for the vaccine, if I take the PCR test, fuck that shit. You need to leave the West. Stop bargaining with Western civilization, okay? This is God's way of telling you people, get the fuck out of the West. Have you guys seen the movie Harry and the Anderson? It's a comedy movie, came out in what, 1980 something? It was about this family that found Bigfoot. Yet there was a researcher who was trying to, like, kill Bigfoot. And at the end of the movie, they take Bigfoot back to the forest. But Bigfoot fell in love with the family, and he wanted to stay with them forever. But if he did, the researcher was gonna kill him. So at the end of the movie, the star of the movie, the father, I think he was John Lithgow, who played the role of the father in Harry and the Andersons. He was like, go, go, go. And Harry, the Bigfoot, wasn't going. So what did the father do? He ended up punching the Bigfoot in the face. And that's when Bigfoot got the hint that I really have to go. And of course, Bigfoot made it into the forest, and he didn't get killed by the researcher. This is what God is doing to you people out there. He's punching you in the face, telling you to get the fuck out of the West, but you guys are not getting the memo. Okay, my job is to make sure that you guys get the damn memo. Okay, all of you guys out there who are being forced to take the vaccine or else, this is God's way of telling you, leave the West. Romania, Bulgaria have the lowest vaccination in Europe. They're under 30%. They're not taking it. Why? Because they're good Christian people and they know this is a scam. They know as Christians that this is mark of the beast. You, the American people, you don't have religion here. Obviously, I don't even have to tell you why. Yet, you guys are going to end up doing what the Zionists tell you. Western Europe, like Germany, close to 80% of all German people who are over the age of 12 have taken the Scamarona shot. Yet, Eastern Europe, they're under 30%, okay? Why? Because they're good Christian people who know that this is mark of the beast. This is where you guys need to be. You need to be in Eastern Europe with good Christian people. Heck, go join the freaking Taliban over in Afghanistan. Again, Taliban means student. Talmid Chacham. I'm a Talmid Chacham. I'm a student of God. You guys need to be with students of God. You need to be with the Taliban. You need to be with students of God. I don't care if those students of God are fucking towel heads in Afghanistan, if they're fucking Orthodox Jews, Orthodox Christians. You just can't be here in the motherfucking West. I mean, I'm gonna have to repeat myself over and over because a lot of you guys aren't getting the point. Stop bargaining with the West. Stop trying to find that, well, how can I live here and, you know, not get the Scamarona shot, but at the same time, fuck that shit. Make preparations to leave, okay? Again, I, Amr Metwali, made preparations for Europe. I got the ticket. I got the car. I actually made the reservation for the car, but I didn't pay for it because I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe a month from now, creepy Joe Biden says you can't leave the country. You don't know. The guy's a fucking terrorist. So I got the ticket. That's confirmed. I got the reservation for the car. Just have to pay for it. You know how you can reserve a car? You don't have to pay for it. That's what I did. So I got the ticket. I got the car. I already have the lawyers in Romania and Hungary that can sit MGTOW TV over there and also at the same time give me residency. So God willing, guys, in less than a month from now, I probably don't even have to come to America anymore. I mean, the only reason here I'm here in America, it's because of family. If I didn't have family, fuck the United States of America. You all can keep it, you know. You all can go fucking play hopscotch with child molester Biden for all I care. The point I'm trying to make to you guys out there is you need to make preparations to leave the motherfucking West. Stop bargaining with this satanic system, okay? It's all gonna come to an end. You just don't wanna be here when it happens. I mean, do you wanna be in Sodom and Gomorrah when shit hits the fan? Absolutely not. You don't want to be here when shit hits the fan here in America. So, stop sending me comments. Stop telling me, Amr, asking me, Amr, what do I do? What do I do? You know, my college requests it. You know, my employer says I have to take it or else. Fuck them. Okay? work in the gig economy. You guys know I work DoorDash. I actually paid off, you know, $20,000 of debt because of my retarded Egyptian cousin who destroyed my restaurant in Egypt. I was able to even fund MGTOW TV by paying off the servers in the beginning. So work DoorDash. Work Uber, guys. The gig economy. You don't need the motherfucking vaccine for the gig economy to work. You guys know that, right? So work the gig economy. Get your money right. Do proper preparations to leave. And, you know, since I know what I'm doing and I'm leaving, I have no problem telling you guys, okay, this is what you need to do to get residency in Hungary. This is what you need to do to set up business and get money, okay? I have no problem giving you guys advice on that, but I'm not going to give you fucking advice on what to do if your motherfucking boss tells you take the Scamarona shot or else. You know, again, America is dead. Rest in peace, America. You guys are not getting the memo, okay? This is the memo. America is dead. Make preparations to leave and get the fuck out. And get the fuck out, okay? I made preparations. I'm getting the fuck out, you know? Come November 1st, God willing, I'm gonna be in Eastern Europe, okay? So that's it. I'm done. I'm gone. Bye-bye. See you, America. You know, don't let the door hit you on the way out, right? You guys have to start doing the same yourself. Stop bargaining with the satanic system. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.